Welcome to the Coworkers Podcast with Jesse and Shaney,
where every believer is a coworker in God's mission. Our attempts to self-justify reveal our false beliefs, our rejection of the gift of the blood of Jesus Christ. And they also reveal idolatry in our lives. So that leads us to the second root cause of workaholism, along with self-justification. It is idolatry. Idolatry is the worship of anything other than the one true God, including physical images, false gods, worldly things like power, money, work, approval of people, or self. It's also idolatry when we turn to anything besides God to feel okay about ourselves or to experience security, comfort, or worth. And idolatry is always based on false beliefs because they're false gods. Now, there are several ways that workaholism can be based on false beliefs and idolatry. I'm going to list just several examples, several ways this could work itself out in our lives, and see which ones of these resonate with you. Again, to restate the self-justification. This is based on the false belief that the justification provided by Jesus Christ isn't enough to make me feel good or secure or worthy. So I choose a different God to provide those things for me. Work. Work is going to be the false God in my life to provide my justification and to declare me right and worthy. And when we make work the God to make us feel worthy, then this will almost always result in workaholism because the work can never justify me. It's a broken system. It's a game you will always lose at. Another way that we can turn to work as an idol, instead of trusting that Jesus' blood is enough to justify us, we create our own system of self-justification through certain standards that we create as if we are God. So we make our own system to feel good about ourselves, to deal with our insecurities, shame, and fears, and we make up rules and standards for ourselves to follow. We might create goals for us to achieve that will then give us a sense of worth, safety, control, or satisfaction. For example, if I work out every day, I'll feel good. I'll feel in control. If I share the gospel once a week, I'll feel like a good Christian. If I get this list of things done today, if I stay on top of things, if I keep my house clean, the list goes on and on. Standards that we make up to give us ways to feel successful, and then we live in bondage to those. I can't take a day off because my work is my source of okayness. When I'm stressed, work is my source of comfort instead of receiving comfort from God's presence. Work is my chosen antidote for shame. Instead of believing that those who trust in God will never be ashamed. Work just makes me feel better as a person. I get so much satisfaction from crossing things off of my list. That's so true for me. Even though those may not be the things on God's list for me today. But productivity has become my God instead of listening to the voice of the Holy Spirit or pursuing holiness. Workaholism can also be due to the false idol of the approval of other people. We falsely believe that God's approval for us isn't enough. We also need the approval of other important people in our lives, which makes these people more important than God. Workaholism can also be due to the false idol of self. We as believers know that God saved us through the blood of Jesus, but we continue trying to prove our own goodness through our performance. We just can't stand the fact that salvation is 100% of God and that we continue to need a Savior. We so badly want to have something to add in from our side, so we keep trying to perform every day to feel right, to feel okay and worthy, and to make ourselves the Savior. Friends, as I have been reading and meditating on these things in my life, I felt really sobered because I think at times I have joked about workaholism as a personality trait, or honestly, I think something I've even been a little proud of, kind of the false brag, oh, I just struggle with working too hard. But the truth is, any attempt to find security, purpose, and worth apart from God's way, those are very offensive to God. Any attempt of self-justification and idolatry is offensive to God. And even though it's often subconscious, they're acts of rebellion because it's a rejection of His word and His authority. It's a disbelief of His word, and it's an agreement with the system of the world, the enemy, and the flesh. There's a reason that the term workaholism was coined, because it's compared to an addiction that people can't get set free from. Satan, the world, and the flesh are very happy with workaholism. They love this system because it keeps us from trusting in and resting in Jesus. It keeps us from joy and freedom in Jesus. It keeps us in bondage and in anxiety and stress. And so, of course, it's hard to be set free from it because the enemy is in it. And the Bible teaches us that idolatry has a special deception to it. Our false gods are good at tricking us, so that even though they never quite deliver, we keep looking to them for help and for strength and for worth. Isaiah 30 describes this vividly, that our idols, they don't help us. They don't profit us. They're worthless and empty, but we keep on serving them. I want to try to help you be honest about the negative effects of idolatry of work in your life. Because again, according to the Bible, idolatry always includes futility, deception, and destructiveness in our lives. The work in itself is not bad. I'm sure almost all of the work we are doing is really good work that God is also probably using for His purposes. But when we turn to it instead of God, it becomes bad in our lives. So a few ways that idolatry of work spoils things in our lives. Here's some examples. Idolatry of work keeps me from resting in the finished work of Christ for me, and therefore it creates distance in my relationship with the Lord. My need to get back to work will easily shorten any time that I might spend pursuing God's voice and His presence. Idolatry of work also spoils my work for me because it makes my work feel unsatisfying and like never enough. Just think back on your life. Think of all the days, all the seasons, different jobs, different lists, different goals, different accomplishments, big and small. Have any of them been enough to make you feel justified and worthy? No, because the satisfaction of every accomplishment runs out. It doesn't last. And then every day, we wake up with a fresh need, a fresh addiction to create a new list. no matter how much we did yesterday. In fact, accomplishments can make us even work harder because now we have to accomplish something bigger next time. At least for those of us who struggle with us, there's a peek into our inner worlds. Idolatry of work makes us self-centered. I see this in my life for sure. Because I have to complete my work each day, I don't have extra time or flexibility in my schedule to see people or follow promptings of the Holy Spirit. We can't spontaneously serve someone or share the gospel because of this constant hurrying and bondage to our work that literally acts like a master to us and decides how we spend our time. Idolatry of work certainly affects our relationships, and sadly, especially with the most important people in our lives, our families. And we often aren't fully present with people, or we aren't free to enjoy them because we're thinking about our work or half listening, half doing work. And that is just something, especially as spouses, parents, friends, that we need to be really aware of. And lastly, idolatry of work affects our overall well-being because we can't relax and enjoy life because we're so often behind in striving to complete some list. So it keeps us from experiencing just a healthy joy in our everyday lives, in our work, because we're often so aware of how much work there is to do. And because of our anxiety over not having enough time to do it all. Workaholism suffocates joy, spontaneity, and creativity. I believe that. Workaholism suffocates joy, spontaneity, and creativity. And I would add availability to people. John 10:10 says, "The enemy came to steal, kill, and destroy. I came that they may have life and life abundant, life to the full." We talked about this in our previous episodes with Seth and Denise. The enemy loves workaholism because it's based on false beliefs about God, and it keeps us from living the abundant life that Jesus offers us. One more verse, friends. Colossians 2:8 says, "See to it that no one takes you captive through philosophy and empty deceit, according to human tradition, according to the elemental spirits of the world, and not according to Christ." That is performance-based worth. That is workaholism. We are taken captive by it. It is empty deceit. It is according to elemental spirits of the world. It's according to the enemy and human tradition. It is a belief system that will keep us in bondage and shame. And even as believers, we can be taken captive through this. To close, what is the solution? First, just imagine, what would it be like to be completely free from workaholism? To not struggle with it at all? To find your worth fully in the Lord Jesus and how He sees you? To be okay with who you are? To not struggle with perfectionism? To be able to serve God freely out of the love you have received from Him, that the love of Christ would compel you and you would serve, walking in the good works that He has prepared for you? How would your days look different? How would your relationship with God change? How much freedom and joy and guidance of the Holy Spirit would you experience? What would it be like to be able to just truly be? To relax, to not have an agenda. Now, if there was an easy solution to this, then again, workaholism would not be a thing. And also, the only people who are experiencing what I just said fully are in heaven, because that's called being complete in Jesus. Okay? So, The solution that I'm going to end with. I have deleted and retyped this part of my talk a few times now. I don't have a list of steps for freedom from workaholism for you. I have a few words of encouragement instead. First, the biblical response anytime that we see false beliefs or idolatry in our lives is what, friends? Repentance and faith. We must confess these things to the Lord and continue fighting to believe His word. Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. Second, if you're listening to this podcast, I think there's a really good chance you're already doing that. And I just want to encourage you to continue. You may already be very aware of workaholistic tendencies in your life, ways that you strive to self-justify yourself, ways that you make the approval of man an idol. I just want to tell you, don't be overly discouraged that you see those things in your life. Another way to look at that is to see it as proof of the Holy Spirit's activity and work in your life, and proof that you are listening. That's how I see it when I feel like God keeps pointing out wrong thinking in my life or shame. I feel like God reminds me, no, Shaney, don't be discouraged by that. It's because I am so committed to helping you grow in freedom in this area. And you are listening. You are in the fight. That is evidence of faith. That is evidence of our relationship with God. And don't forget what He said, He who began a good work in you, He will complete it. You can relax a little bit. Just be careful that you're not making your own personal growth in this area also an idol, that you just have to get over your struggle with workaholism. We often think that we're behind, that we should be farther along in our spiritual growth than we are. And I think that the Lord may want to encourage many of you that He is not as stressed about your lack of growth as you are. That He might be saying, daughter, son, just relax. Look at me. Look at how I'm looking at you. I accept you just as you are today. I'm completely committed to completing the work that I began in you. But, friends, He will always be the Savior. We will always be the rescued. We will never stop needing a Savior until the day we're face to face with Jesus Christ. So we have to accept that as our position until then. But we have everything we need to grow in this area. We have the powerful Word of God. We have the powerful Holy Spirit. And hopefully we have a community of believers around us. I will say for me, my particular prayer in this area is for the Holy Spirit to make the biblical truths that I know in my head go deep down into my heart and into my gut, that they would override the false beliefs that are even subconscious that I've been living and functioning according to for decades since I was a kid, that are performance-based worth and based on shame and needing to prove yourself and justify yourself, that God, the Holy Spirit, would just infuse those biblical truths with power. And I believe He does that when we linger in His presence over His word and do a powerful work deep, deep, deep inside me. So friends, you are already justified. You are already declared right, worthy, and good enough in Jesus Christ. Don't reject his gift and insist on justifying yourself. Receive his approval. Receive and bask in his love so that it satisfies you and brings you joy. Decreasing your craving for the approval for others that is always changing and fickle. And as you receive his love, let his love flow through you into those that you interact with even this week. There are people around you who need truth and grace and hope in their lives who don't know these biblical truths. So be ready for God to use you because he only uses imperfect people. That's the only type of person that he uses. Imperfect people like me and you, just as you are today. And if you want to continue learning on this topic, we have a few other episodes on related topics. Episodes number 52 and 53 are called Am I Working Hard Enough? Those were two of our top episodes that have been downloaded many, many times. So I would definitely recommend those two. And episode 92 is Brainwashing Ourselves with a Biblical Identity, Finding Freedom from Performance, People-Pleasing, and Perfectionism. Wow, my longest title ever. And that is a big promise I made in that title. So go listen to that episode. Apparently, it's going to give you freedom in all the areas. And if you liked this episode, share it with a friend or leave a review on your podcast app so that others can hear about the podcast. Thanks for sticking with me on this topic today, friends. And I pray the Holy Spirit just takes some of these truths and pushes them a little deeper into your heart, into your gut today.